Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our session. I have some sad news, and it's not good to start with sad news, but it's inevitable. We received the news that Dr. David Nari from Zimbabwe passed away yesterday, and I hope we'll know him and we remember him. He has been very active in the Codex process. He had been a coordinator for Africa region. He had been a vice chairperson. And I wish to request the committee to stand up for 2 minutes to remember Dr. Nari.
Nari.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yesterday we finished agenda item 4, and I would wish, for the purpose of our record, really thank the working group for the good work done. I'm sure since there weren't a lot of questions and we did not receive a lot of comments, it's an indication of the good work done by the working group. So I would wish to have it in our records that the executive committee appreciate and thank the good work done. Now we are in a position to start looking at agenda item 5, and that is conduct of the critical review by the executive committee. And I wish to invite the secretary to introduce the agenda item. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I have to apologize that I mentioned that item 9 would be addressed on Thursday morning, regardless of the speed of work of this committee, but I really meant Friday morning. So, my apologies. With this, let's item number 5. Which is the conduct of the critical review of the executive committee. The reference document is CX/exec 06/58/3. It recalls briefly the discussion we had at the last meeting of the committee, and the discussion was interrupted at that session due to lack of time when the committee was discussing what criteria should be applied in conducting the monitoring of the progress of standards setting. The criteria the committee was working on in December last year consisted of 4 bullet points that are mentioned in paragraph 2 of the working document. Therefore, the expectation for this meeting is that the discussion be resumed on the discussion of the 4 bullet points in paragraph 2, so that these points, when agreed by this committee, can be sent to the Commission for its approval, and then from the next session of this Executive Committee, the Committee can use these criteria when conducting the critical review, and in particular, the monitoring of the progress of standard setting. Mr. Chairman, by this explanation, I covered the paragraphs 1 through 5. Let me also explain what is mentioned in the latter part of the present document. Last session, the Executive Committee was discussing the way an effective way, or even a more effective way, to conduct the monitoring, conduct the critical review function of the committee. And the question was raised as to whether it might be possible or desirable to use or to make use of the executive committee to conduct that part of the work and report back to the plenary of the executive committee. This was in line with the newly revised rules of procedure, and namely Rule 5, which allows the exec committee to set up a subcommittee. Therefore, the Secretariat conducted the analysis of whether and how a subcommittee can usefully be established and be charged with the preparatory work of the critical review. Mr. Chairman, the go into the details of the analysis made by the Secretariat, but basically we are faced with some difficulties related to this, the election of the members of the Executive Committee. Basically, the members of the Executive Committee are renewed each Commission session, because the first Executive Committee session that follows the Commission session that elects the members of the Executive Committee does not meet before usually 6 months after the Commission. It is not possible for the Executive Committee to identify the chairperson and the members of a subcommittee. So this makes it very difficult for a subcommittee to hold a session in appropriate time and in an appropriate way. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, the Secretariat analysis points to the possibility of the use of a subcommittee as a committee, or rather a working group, that operates within the session of the Executive Committee, as it had been the case for the worked on the draft strategic plan at one stage, namely at the last session of the Executive Committee. So these constraints that may limit the use, the scope of the use of a subcommittee for the Executive Committee, as long as we operate under the current election schedule and the rules of procedure, it might be difficult to have a session, to have a subcommittee meeting in between session of the Executive Committee. So, Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask the committee through you to go back to the paragraph 2 of the document and resume the discussion on this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary and members. I need to mention that the criteria should be as objectively applicable as possible, and it should allow for certain flexibility, but also allow the Executive Committee to take firm positions whenever necessary. And with that in mind, then I wish to invite some discussions on the four bullets under clause 2. Seeing no flag, then
Jordan,
please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. لابد في البداية لابد من شكر أمانة الدستور الغذائي على إعداد الوثيقة، وفيما يخص المعايير والنهج الذي يطبق على الاستعراض التقييمي، فإن منسق إقليم الشرق الأدنى يدعم معايير رصد التقدم في وضع المواصفات الواردة في تنين مع اقتراح بعض التعديلات الطفيفة، خاصة المعيار الثالث أو الذي يشير إلى عندما يبقى بند ما قيد البحث لدورات عديدة دون تحقيق أي تقدم إلى آخره، نعتقد بأنه يجب تحديد عدد الدورات، ولتكن مثلا دورتين متتاليتين حتى نزيد من كفاءة عمل اللجان عند إعداد المواصفات أو الخطوط التوجيهية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm on the same bullet point as Jordan was. There's one concern that when we say that there is no prospect of reaching consensus, then who would decide that particular part? Would it be the executive committee? That then, I think that needs some discussion. Or does that invite some inputs from the concerned committee itself, whether the chairperson of that committee or that committee gives such advice that they don't feel that they are going to make any progress? I believe that this issue of who would assess that there is no prospect census needs to be discussed further. Another issue is that whether the executive committee should propose suspension or discontinuation of that work. Suspension is right because quite often a lot of time gets wasted not proceeding. But full discontinuation, because the process for restarting, initiating a work again is fairly lengthy, and some of the issues are critical, and for reasons that certain groups of countries are not willing to discuss further on those, discontinuation may be a rather drastic step perhaps. So we would suggest that there should be some discussion in the committee today on these two issues. One on the prospects of reaching consensus, who would decide that? And two on whether we should actually recommend for discontinuation or merely suspension.
Thank you, India. FAO, please. I saw your flag much earlier.
Okay. You should recognize members first. Please respect.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, let me support the both views that were expressed by Jordan and also India. I think we need to be objective in the criteria that we are proposing, so to facilitate the work also of the executive committee. My comment is on the third bullet. I think the second line, the executive committee could propose. I think propose is perhaps too soft here. I think we should say that the executive committee could recommend to the Collective Interest Commission, because it's the commission that should discontinue or suspend, should recommend to the Collective Interest Commission suspension of work. My other comment, Mr. Chairman, is on the fourth bullet. I believe it is. I don't know whether we need this bullet here, because I don't believe there is a committee that has no justification for non-advance or non-progress on work on a given standard, or elaboration of a standard. There's always reasons for this. And putting it like this doesn't, for me at least, doesn't look, does not consider the committee in a serious manner. I think the bullet that is before it, that the third bullet, provides ample power to the executive committee to either suspend or discontinue if you want to leave this discontinuation of the work. So there's enough power in the third bullet to really discard the last bullet, because it does not reflect seriousness from the committee itself in dealing with the matter, which I know that all committees do deal with the matter in a serious matter. Thank you.
Thank you. FAO, Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'ai suivi ce que la Jordanie et l'Inde ont dit, également ce que l'OMS venait de dire. Je crois que je souscris totalement ce qu'ils ont dit. Mais j'avais deux points d'interrogation sur le deuxième et le quatrième tiret. Ici, pendant tous les tirets, on propose ce qui a lieu de faire, soit la suspension, soit l'interruption, soit de commettre une consultation d'experts. Mais ici, on dit, au deuxième volet, on parle, il faut que le comité prenne des mesures dans des délais spécifiques, sans spécifique. Et ensuite, au quatrième volet, on parle de mesures correctives. Alors, je souhaiterais peut-être qu'on soit beaucoup plus spécifique, puisque à ce niveau, il y a, jusqu'à maintenant, je ne sais pas s'il y a d'autres mesures, soit parmi les trois que j'ai citées, consultation d'experts, suspension ou interruption. Qu'est-ce qu'on peut spécifier dans les deux tirets, qui sont tirets, deuxième tiret et quatrième tiret? Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon. And it seems as if we are in agreement with bullet one. There hasn't been any issue raised on bullet one. So can we take this general agreement on bullet one, New Zealand?
Thank you, Chairman. We had no problems with bullet one. With your indulgence, I wonder whether they could make some the other criteria as well. Yes, I think we believe that this is central to the evolution of the Executive Committee as a strategic and standards management body, and we are broadly in support of the criteria as set out. The comments from the FAO, we are also of the same view that perhaps the last bullet point is adequately picked up under three, and we also happen to believe that the fourth bullet point doesn't necessarily add value to the set of criteria that we have under here. But the main point I'd like to make here under this section is not so much the criteria itself, but the fact that for this criteria to work and for the Executive Committee to develop as a critical standards management body, we need to have appropriate advice from the chairs and committees, without which the Executive Committee is not going to be able to apply these criteria effectively. And we certainly believe that should be kept in mind as we consider the implementation of this criteria approach. Thank you, Mr. Chen.
Thank you so much. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أتحدث بخصوص البند رقم 2 والذي ينص على أنه بعد تقديم المشورة العلمية وتظل المواصفة قيد البحث لأكثر من 5 سنوات ينبغي أن تحس اللجنة التنفيذية اللجنة المعنية على اتخاذ إجراءات في هذا الشأن. أرى أن 5 سنوات في لبعض المواصفات التي قد تكون هامة ومطلوب أن تظهر لحل مشاكل محددة، أعتبر أن 5 سنوات فترة كبيرة، ولذلك أكون الفترة من 3 إلى 5 سنوات لأهمية المواصفة المعنية، لأنه بعد تقديم المشورة العلمية لا أعتقد أن 5 سنوات فترة قليلة، ولذلك نرى بعد تقديم المشورة العلمية أن تخفض هذه الفترة أهمية المواصفة المعروضة. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. Can I ask the committee, let's go bullet by bullet, and there are quite a number of issues raised on different bullets, so can I repeat again asking whether there's anybody on an issue on bullet 1? Seeing none, then we take bullet 1 as one of our criteria. Bullet 2, there were some issues raised, and Canada, you have issue on bullet 2?
Noting some of the comments that were made earlier, Mr. Chairperson, the development of these criteria was a very important step, and we do understand that each situation will, in all probability, present different challenges. And as a result of that, while we do want criteria in place, we would not want the criteria to be too prescriptive or too rigid, because we would like to fully take into consideration the circumstances that present themselves for each committee. As with New Zealand, the input from the committees themselves is critical, from the chairs and from the committees themselves, and perhaps had led to the inclusion of point four in the criteria. But as has been noted, once this is working well, we will not need the fourth bullet in all probability. So with regard to bullet point two, while noting that it was suggested that there is a specified, that we do specify a time frame, it may be best to leave it open to the circumstance so the committee can fully consider the issues around each of these the reasons for the hold-up and the time frames.
Thank you. Canada, in bullet two, there are two issues already raised, and as Canada has said, we should not be very prescriptive nor very rigid, but the question of time frame was raised by Cameroon. What time frame are we talking of? And again, Egypt has sort of not been very comfortable with 5 years and recommended 3 to 5 years. And I wish to seek some views on this from the committee. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the usefulness of the discussion at hand, I would like to draw the attention of the committee to two things. First, we have the procedural manual, which contains the text on the procedures, operation of codex standards and related texts. And in part two, there is a detailed description of critical review. And paragraph one under part two of this document contains other points, and the last bullet points specifies that the time frame for developing a standard should not normally, maybe this should read, should normally not exceed 5 years. So this is the general rule and fundamental rule governing or providing some backbone to the standards developing process. And this is why the number five is mentioned here and there in this document. And secondly, there was a discussion on this point in the 27th session of Codex Alimentarius Commission in 2004. The question had been raised by the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. This committee is not a committee meeting every year, so the committee was concerned that if the time frame of 5 years is applied uniformly to all work pieces of all committees, some committees not meeting annually may feel uncomfortable. So the question was sent to the Commission. The Commission actually endorsed the view of 54th session of the Executive Committee that a 5-year time frame should be maintained as a general rule, while the standards development process should be monitored on a case-by-case basis. So this is the sort of interpretational guidance provided by the Commission on how to implement this 5-year rule. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and I believe Egypt is comfortable with that explanation. And then there's the question of specified time frame, which was raised was again considered by Canada by saying we should not be very prescriptive and we should not be very rigid. We should allow some sort of flexibility within the commission, executive committee, as cases will differ. So I don't know what are the views of the other members on the issue of specified frame in bullet two. Cameroon?
Monsieur le Président, pour moi, ce n'était pas une question de délai, mais c'était sur les mesures qu'il faut prendre. C'est une question des mesures. Est-ce que jusqu'à maintenant, on a cité les types de mesures qui peuvent être prises, la suspension, l'interruption, la commission d'espère. Bon, pour ce point précis, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres mesures qui pourraient être envisagées, auquel cas peut-être qu'on peut, parce que pour moi, ça fait... C'est, parce que quand on dit le comité devrait insister auprès du comité pour qu'il prenne des mesures, je ne sais pas ce que... Qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Ça fait un peu... C'est trop large. Peut-être qu'on devrait rester dans le cadre des prescriptions jusqu'à maintenant, suspension, interruption, ou bien peut-être appeler un autre groupe d'experts, si c'est possible, dans ce cas précis. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon. But you note that in bullet 2, we are urging the committee to take action, while in bullet 3 is an action to be taken by the executive committee. So what we are proposing is that we should also specify what action has to be taken by the committee in a manner very similar to what we have said for executive committee in bullet 3. And I wonder how many people share the same views. Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Monsieur le Président, il me semble, à la lecture de ces quatre tirets que nous avons élaborés lors de la session précédente du comité exécutif, qu'entre le tiret 2 et le tiret 3, il y avait, me semble-t-il, une certaine gradation. Le tiret 2, bon, le comité a un problème, et après 5 ans, il n'a pas été résolu, et le comité exécutif... doit insister pour que certaines mesures soient prises. Effectivement, comme le dit le délégué du Cameroun, quelles sont ces mesures? Je pense qu'il peut y en avoir de divers ordres. Ça peut être de suggérer au comité de créer un groupe de travail physique, un groupe de travail électronique, des mesures de ce type, tout en laissant au comité exécutif une large autonomie pour proposer ce type de mesures. Par contre, le troisième tiret, me semble-t-il, c'est un tiret qui s'applique lorsque, visiblement, le comité, après un temps relativement long qui dépassera 5 ans, et puis on lui demandera de prendre des mesures, et puis il n'y aura quand même pas une solution, et on ne voit pas que la solution se déroule. Je crois qu'on est vraiment là dans le cas extrême, où tout le monde a essayé de travailler au maximum, et on se trouve dans une impasse. Nous connaissons tous des sujets qui se trouvent à l'heure d'aujourd'hui dans ce type d'impasse. Je pourrais citer par exemple la question de l'étiquetage des denrées alimentaires produites par biotechnologie. Ça fait, je crois, 10 ans que nous tournons en rond. Et je ne crois pas que le délégué du Canada va me contredire, puisqu'ils ont la difficulté de présider le comité étiquetage qui doit gérer cette épineuse question. Donc ça, c'est vraiment, je pense, un cas qui est visé par le paragraphe, le troisième tiret. Le deuxième tiret, je verrai plus un avis qui a été donné par le GECFA, et puis le CCFAC n'arrive pas à se déterminer sur une norme bien spécifique, par exemple pour la flatoxine dans les noix, pour prendre un autre exemple que nous connaissons. Donc je pense que les deuxième et troisième tirets sont relativement équilibrés, et nous ne sentons pas la nécessité de vouloir les modifier. Ce que nous pourrions peut-être faire, Monsieur le Président, c'est avec le lien qui a été fait avec le quatrième tiret, dont certains ont proposé de le supprimer. Nous ne pensons pas qu'il conviendrait de le supprimer parce qu'il a un lien avec le plan stratégique que nous avons examiné hier, et plus spécifiquement le tableau 2 de la partie 3 du plan stratégique, qui prévoit spécifiquement que le président ou le pays hôte doit donner des justifications sur l'évolution des travaux. Je pense que ce quatrième tiret a un lien avec cette disposition. mais je concède qu'on pourrait mélanger ce quatrième tiret aussi bien avec le deuxième que le troisième tiret. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Belgium and New Zealand, please.
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, we are comfortable with the current language in bullet point two. On the question of our time frame, clearly the Executive Committee in addressing or applying this criteria will need to, among other things, take into account the scheduling of meetings, the prospect of when the next meeting is going to be, and any information that they in fact receive from the committee itself in terms of circumstances relating to that particular item of work. So we believe that in the exercise of this, or in applying this criteria and trying to specify a time frame for advancement of work, the committee is going to be very much guided by whatever information they get. So we believe it is a pragmatic criteria that applied. Thank you.
Switzerland.
Thank you, Chair. I also agree that the first three bullet points may be accepted and applied like this, and that we're going to collect experience by applying it. The fourth bullet point, however, could be a little bit modified, that in every case the Executive Committee takes into the consideration the opinion provided by a committee concerning the reasons for the delay before deciding or before making recommendation to the Commission. It would be a small amendment of the fourth bullet point also to take into consideration the remark of our colleague from New Zealand. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Then any other hand somewhere? No? Then we are in agreement that we leave 1, 2, and 3 as they appear, and we might consider some modification on bullet 4.
India.
Sir, with bullet point 1 and 2, we are in agreement with the discussion. But on 3, we would still urge that there has to be some clarity on how we come to a conclusion on determining the prospects of consensus or otherwise. And we do not actually agree with the inclusion of the word discontinuation. Suspension we do agree with. So these two perhaps we could take it some opinion.
India and... I wish to invite the committee again to go. India had raised that issue, and we might wish to share some views. Secretary, first, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The bullet point 2, on which the committee is just in agreement, is talking about the action to be taken by the committee doing the standards development, and not by the executive committee. But bullet point 3 is talking about the action taken by the executive committee itself. This particular point, we have a basic guidance or basic rule which is set out in the elaboration procedure. Part 2, again, critical review. This time the subsection entitled Monitoring Progress of Standards Development, which is on 2 in English version. The section, paragraph 6, states that the Executive Committee may propose an extension of the time frame, cancellation of work, or propose that the work be undertaken other than the one to which it was originally entrusted, including the establishment of a limited number of ad hoc subsidiary bodies, if appropriate. So this is the language we find in the basic text approved by the Commission. So whatever text we are going to adopt on point 3 needs to be in consistency with the paragraph number 6. So this is a point I wanted to make. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. And the point in the procedural manual seems to be very clear. And maybe we are having problem because point three sort of summarized the requirements in the procedural manual. And maybe we could revisit the language in the procedural manual and see how it can fit in our bullet three. If that is agreed, then we look at the language in the procedural manual, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is definitely a need for consistency, but because it is trying to develop a criterion that could further guide the work of the exec committee, the exec committee should be free to establish any additional criteria to the extent that it's, that would not come into in conflict with the procedural manual. The for instance, well, the for the term discontinuation, this is a term which is usually used by the Commission. Somehow the term cancellation is used in the procedural manual. But however, in the view of it, these two terms seems to mean the same thing. But if the committee feels comfortable to align the language between two texts, the committee may wish to consider replacing the term discontinuation by cancellation. The options that show up in the procedural manual, but that do not appear in this current criterion. However, the current criterion seems to be speaking to a particular where there is no progress for certain time and no prospect of reaching consensus. Well, of course, we don't know how to assess the lack of prospect, but probably the, for instance, the referring the matter to another committee, this kind of recommendation could be done even before 5 years time frame. Therefore, from the secretariat point of view, we do not see the need to completely copy and paste the same the procedural manual, but it appears to the exec committee to how to use the third bullet points as a useful guidance in addition to the language I referred to in the procedural manual. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I see India, you want to come back, but Morocco had the flag first. Morocco, please.
Merci, Monsieur. Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voulais faire une intervention au sujet du tiré 2. Je ne sais pas si on a déjà... on s'est mis d'accord sur une formulation, mais il semble qu'il y a encore... je suis un peu de l'avis du secrétariat et que les mesures qui sont prévues ici concernent le comité d'élaboration des normes. Donc, a priori, puisqu'il y aura plusieurs situations, on ne peut pas définir quelles seraient ces mesures. C'est au comité d'identifier et de prendre les mesures. Par contre, je pense qu'il y aurait lieu de préciser l'objectif visé à travers ces mesures. On ne dit pas pourquoi le comité doit prendre ces mesures. Donc on pourrait dire que le comité prenne des mesures de manière à faire aboutir la norme ou de manière à faire progresser la norme. Et l'autre problème des délais spécifiques, effectivement, c'est une question qui reste floue. À mon avis, on doit raisonner en termes de session du comité, puisque le comité examine ces normes pendant ces sessions. On pourrait peut-être prévoir de demander à ce comité de statuer définitivement pendant une ou deux ou trois sessions supplémentaires au lieu de parler de délais spécifiques. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Morocco. But under bullet two, I thought taking action, one of those naturally would mean to finalize the standard if it's possible. And if not possible, then other measures as to whether they should tell the executive committee whether they are unable to finalize or there are other problems. And then bullet three would be the executive committee addressing the concerns as brought forward by the committee. So telling the committee to finalize, that is basically what the committee should do, finalize the standards. I heard Republic of Korea.
And the blood too, we accept his explanation of the restriction. I'm concerned about in the blood. So we have the same, we share the same opinion with the delegation of the India. So we have to delete in the discontinuation. And I would like to propose to delete in discontinuation and put the somewhat after the on after the discontinuation. The suspension or work on that subject, then I put the sum, insert in the sum place at that the particular step until additional information is available. May I repeat? So I propose deleting all discontinuations of the work on that subject and insert the word, the place, at that particular step until additional information is available. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Could you repeat the that you as you like it to so that the secretary can write it properly?
Okay. When an item has been considered for several sessions without any progress and there is no prospect of reaching consensus, the executive committee could propose suspensions of work on this subject at that particular step until additional information is available. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Maybe the word suspension in the context of the sentence you have given does not really feature well. Holding or recommending holding of the work at that step, because once you suspend, it means you are not really allowing further work. I don't know. Maybe English speaker put the word suspension and at that stage do not match well. India?
So I'm going back to the clarification given by the secretariat to paragraph 6 of from the procedural manual. It's very correct. And whatever will emerge out of the consensus discussion, which is currently ongoing, is a separate point. But I might point out that at the direction of the 27th CAC, India was asked to prepare, which covered actually this very point six. And so that's a paper that's currently under consideration with the CCGP. So I might just point that out for information at this point of time. Certainly it has not proceeded any further and is still under discussion. Perhaps a way out would be to go back to the point that was made by New Zealand, that in any case the work of the executive committee is very certainly governed, guided by the inputs which we receive from the various committees and the chairpersons of those committees. So we could perhaps address that by putting an appropriate insertion into bullet point 3 to take care of that, and perhaps that would make it a little bit easier to accept. Perhaps we could look at it, I mean, the wording could be looked at differently, but when an item has been considered for several sessions without any progress, and then perhaps we could look at inserting some language, and inputs have been received from the concerned committee that there is no prospect of reaching consensus. Perhaps we could insert something like that.
Thank you, India. I see so many flags again, and I think I would really wish to conclude on this, especially on bullet three. There are two major proposals. One is the proposal from New Zealand that we insert some language that will also include some information from the committee or committee chairs, and this has been supported by India, and so the rephrasing by Korea that we, the executive committee, the work is suspended at a given step until further information is available. And I really wish, request the committee to give views in view of the positions now. Otherwise, we have spent quite a bit of time on this. So, Cameroon, please.
Oui, je m'excuse, je prends note, je considère que le langage, les termes utilisés au niveau du tiret 2 conviennent à beaucoup de membres ici. Mais je voudrais avoir votre avis, Monsieur le Président, sur la proposition du Maroc. Qu'est-ce que vous avez décidé par rapport à ce terme? Parce que sincèrement, je pense que la meilleure façon de dire ici ce que le comité exécutif devait demander au comité de faire, c'est de terminer le travail sur l'élaboration de la norme. Parce que laisser comme cela, de prendre des mesures, je ne sais pas si c'est convenable vraiment à tout le monde, ou bien si ça permet vraiment de faire avancer le travail dans la ligne qu'on demande. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameron. I thought I explained that, for a committee, any committee supposed to finish work on any standard. That is the principle and the major requirement of any committee. So that is by design. I mean, it's natural that they have to finish the work. It just becomes problematic when they are at the work. So I was thinking, by telling them to take action, is action other than finishing the work, which they are supposed to do. So if we say to consent, asking them to finish the work, while possible actions to be taken, then we are limiting ourselves to just telling them you have been unable to finish the work. So I thought we don't have to repeat the obvious. I mean, telling them the obvious. Any committee is supposed to finish any standard work. Its failure of finishing that standard work which raises problems. And this is the one we are telling them to take action. Vice Chair, you want to come in here first?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the point you are just making, and with respect to the concern raised by Morocco, one of the goals that we should have as an executive committee is to not only to provide ourselves flexibility, but also to recognize there are several different steps that a committee might take, not only to complete the work, as our chairman has just suggested, but a committee might also decide itself that further work is just further advancement of an item is just not possible, and a committee itself might decide that it should suspend work on an item or even discontinue work. So I think one of our goals should be to not limit, for the purpose of these criteria, possible actions that we might take or possible actions that a committee might take. Certainly the highest goal is to complete work, but if that's not possible, we need to listen to the judgment and the wisdom of that committee of experts. I would just suggest that as a reason. Maintain language that's flexible and less prescriptive. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Pearson, for that clarification. And that is exactly what I was trying to say. And I hope Morocco, you are comfortable with that. And Cameroon, you are all comfortable. Belgium, please.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Monsieur le Président, pour ce troisième tiret, nous sommes assez ouverts à une modification de la formulation. Je pense que ce qu'avait proposé le collègue de Nouvelle-Zélande nous semblerait, si nous l'avons bien compris, tout à fait acceptable. Nous souhaitons cependant que l'interruption des travaux soit maintenue dans le texte parce que bon, l'interruption des travaux, c'est un point permanent, je dirais, de l'ordre du jour de la commission du Codex. Je voudrais rappeler que hier, nous avons décidé de recommander à la commission l'interruption de deux travaux. Ça fait partie du travail normal du Codex de temps en temps décider que des travaux doivent être interrompus. Je voudrais rappeler aussi que ce que le comité exécutif fait, et le représentant de la FAO l'a dit tout à l'heure, recommandons à la commission, nous ne décidons pas, c'est toujours la commission in fine qui décide. Et le représentant de la FAO avait d'ailleurs, si j'ai bien compris, demandé de mettre recommandé dans la phrase du troisième tiret en disant le comité exécutif pourrait recommander. Donc c'est la commission qui décide. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Belgium, and it's very true that we are to recommend to the Commission. The word could be replaced by recommend. And I hope that will... Secretary, you have objection?
Mr. Chairman, the procedure manual just used the term propose. The Executive Committee may propose an extension, etc., so... It's not decision. Also, I don't see any need to change the term. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that explanation. So, Belgium, that's the explanation, is in the procedural manual. Switzerland, please.
Chair, I have said now with this criteria, it won't take 5 years until we have consensus how to proceed in this new task and exercise. Perhaps a solution could be that in bullet point 3 we add the committee could propose suspension, discontinuation or corrective actions to achieve progress by taking into consideration the advice of the host country of the concerned committee. And then we could omit bullet point 4. It would have the advantage that we have a big range of measures to be proposed, and on the other hand, that in any case we take into consideration the opinion of the concerned committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. That is again some sort of agreement with the proposal by New Zealand. And again, I'm merging bullet 3 and bullet 4. Did you get that proposal?
Almost, but not entirely.
Could you repeat it that we can record it properly, please, New Zealand, Switzerland?
Thank you. I would like to add that we can propose suspension, discontinuation, or corrective actions. Progress while taking into consideration the advice of the concerned committee or of the host country of the concerned committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. I would rather limit the advice from the concerned committee rather than from the host country. I think that would be much better. New Zealand, are you in agreement with the proposal?
Yes. we can certainly support language of that with the sort of a modification that you have suggested. I just simply wanted to record that we welcome the further intervention from India and their acceptance, as we understand it, for the language as is currently drafted, particularly retaining the provision for proposal on discontinuation, for the simple reason that here we're looking at a proposal, that a criteria that is of an enabling nature. It may in fact never be used by the executive. We do want to provide for that possibility, taking into account possible situations, and we do know that, you know, many committees have in fact had situations when they have had to consider discontinuation. So I think taking into account the expectations of the Commission, we do see value, and I get the impression that there is broad consensus to retain the language as it is. I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. And I guess, India, you are comfortable with the last statement or modification. India, please.
Sir, we in fact, what we suggested was to retain the word discontinuation, but to insert before that, and inputs have been received from the concerned committee. That would also really take on board what Switzerland is also saying. So if there are inputs from the concerned committee, whether we put it before or after that, perhaps the secretariat can advise us. But with that, we are comfortable.
I can now read the can you read the last the way it now reads, bullet 3, bullet 4 combined.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My brain is not working as speedy as the committee moves on, but let me try to make to read the third bullet point. Based on the proposal from coordinator for you, when being considered for several sessions without any progress, and there is no prospect of reaching consensus, comma, the executive committee could propose suspension or discontinuation of work, or corrective actions to be taken to achieve progress, comma, fully taking into consideration of the information provided by the committee concerned. Full stop. Thank you.
I hope the committee is satisfied with the language somewhat.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no strong objections to the changes just read out, with just one minor suggestion. With the inclusion of corrective action now in bullet point 3 and the deletion of bullet point 4, I would be inclined to suggest that we delete suspension, because that would be corrective action. My concern with suspension, if it means defer sin a day, it's not clear when it's going to be reactivated and by whom. It just leaves it sort of open and vague. I would therefore, retaining the wording as just read out, only with the deletion of the word suspension, which is discontinuation or other corrective action. Thank you.
Thank you, Samoa. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me give another try to address the point raised by Samoa. The first part of the sentence remains the same. The executive committee could propose suspension for a specified time or discontinuation of work comma, or corrective actions to be taken to achieve progress, comma, fully taking into consideration the information provided by the committee concerned. Full stop. Thank you.
I see some more nodding, and I think we are all comfortable with the wording. That's what it will be, our bullet three. And can I take it now that the committee does adopt this criteria, and we shall recommend the commission to endorse this criteria, and of course the very criteria will be applied in future by this executive committee. Okay. Thank you very much. That ends our discussion on clause 2. And secretary, we need to look at the proposed establishment of subcommittees of the executive committee. And I hope you have all looked at the analysis as carried out by the secretary and as explained by the secretary during the introduction of the agenda item. And it seems to us that the very option we have for forming of a subcommittee is either in-session subcommittee, pre-session subcommittee. Otherwise, from the analysis and given the office team of the officers of the commission, we don't have much option. So, should I take it that we are in agreement that the only committees, given the current situation, we can only form in-session committees or pre-session committees.